Unit 7. For rent.
租赁.
Lease on property.
租房.
New words.
Balcony.
Radiator.
Stool.
2. Listen to the conversation about looking for a flat. Write down the facilities you've heard.
Thank you for showing me a flat to rent.
Not at all. I hope it'll be suitable for you. Ah, here we are. It's on the fourth floor. I'm afraid there isn't a lift.
Oh, it's cute. Let's look around, shall we?
Well, here is the living room, with a sofa and two armchairs, a coffee table, a bookcase and a cupboard. You can put your TV on the cupboard.
Is there central heating? Ah, yes, I can see the radiators. That's good. I hate being cold. What about gas for cooking?
Let's look in the kitchen. There's a gas stove. Good. There's also a big fridge with a freezer. And there are plenty of shelves for your food and crockery.
What about the bathroom? Is there hot water?
Let's see. Ah, yes. There's a gas water heater, so you can take a shower whenever you want.
What about the bedrooms?
I believe there are two. Yes, this one has a double bed and a wardrobe, and that one a single bed and a small cupboard.
Good. My son can sleep in the smaller room. Well, the flat seems in good condition. What's the rent?
It's $200 per month, but you'll have to pay water, electricity, gas and telephone bills separately. I mean, they're not included in the rent.
Telephone? I didn't see a telephone.
No, but you can have one connected if you need to.
Thank you for showing me a flat to rent.
Not at all. I hope it'll be suitable for you. Ah, here we are. It's on the fourth floor. I'm afraid there isn't a lift.
Oh, it's cute. Let's look around, shall we?
Well, here is the living room, with a sofa and two armchairs, a coffee table, a bookcase and a cupboard. You can put your TV on the cupboard.
Is there central heating? Ah, yes, I can see the radiators. That's good. I hate being cold. What about gas for cooking?
Let's look in the kitchen. There's a gas stove. Good. There's also a big fridge with a freezer. And there are plenty of shelves for your food and crockery.
What about the bathroom? Is there hot water?
Let's see. Ah, yes. There's a gas water heater, so you can take a shower whenever you want.
What about the bedrooms?
I believe there are two. Yes, this one has a double bed and a wardrobe, and that one a single bed and a small cupboard.
Good. My son can sleep in the smaller room. Well, the flat seems in good condition. What's the rent?
It's $200 per month, but you'll have to pay water, electricity, gas and telephone bills separately. I mean, they're not included in the rent.
Telephone? I didn't see a telephone.
No, but you can have one connected if you need to.
New words.
Cute.
Crockery.
3. Listen to a conversation between John and Jessie. Try to find out the details about Jessie's new flat.
I'm moving.
Why? You've only been here for 7 months.
I know, but I found a nice location just outside of downtown. The rent is 20% lower than where I'm now.
But what about your lease agreement? You signed it for 1 full year, and they still have your deposit.
No problem. I gave him 1 month's notice. The landlord understands. I have been a very good tenant. This apartment is too small for me.
Does your new place have furniture?
Oh, yes. That is very important for me.
How about air conditioning and a telephone?
Yes, it has everything except a TV. And with 2 large rooms plus a dining room, I have lots of space to keep my things.
You should really think about buying an apartment. It's much better to make an investment for the future.
All the new apartments require a down payment of 15% on average, some even as high as 25%. For me, that's a lot of money. I have this bad habit of spending first.
Jessie, time to stop spending and start saving.
I'm moving.
Why? You've only been here for 7 months.
I know, but I found a nice location just outside of downtown. The rent is 20% lower than where I'm now.
But what about your lease agreement? You signed it for one full year and they still have your deposit.
No problem. I gave him 1 month's notice. The landlord understands. I have been a very good tenant. This apartment is too small for me.
Does your new place have furniture?
Oh, yes. That is very important for me.
How about air conditioning and a telephone?
Yes, it has everything except a TV. And with two large rooms plus a dining room, I have lots of space to keep my things.
You should really think about buying an apartment. It's much better to make an investment for the future.
All the new apartments require a down payment of 15% on average, some even as high as 25%. For me, that's a lot of money. I have this bad habit of spending first.
Jesse, time to stop spending and start saving.
New words.
Lease.
Deposit.
Tenant. 4. Read the passage. Write a pressé of the passage by combining the answers to the questions.
Dream house hunting. I'm going to show you several houses with monthly rental fees of about $1,000. Would you like me to tell your husband they cost $1,500 a month? If your husband pays 1 year in advance, that means you can put the extra $6,000 in your pocket. I'm used to doing this deal with expats' wives or girlfriends. Your secret is safe with me. Said Annie, my housing agent, lightly with her hands busy punching numbers on her calculator. On one bright, shiny day, as I was browsing the roads in Kerman to find the right house to rent, Annie asked me the astonishing question. I, a very naive wife, was taken aback and became speechless. What an undignified way to earn some extra pocket money! I told her I once told my husband I didn't know where his favorite tie was. It was a hideous yellow spotted tie. I couldn't stand, so I buried it at my backyard. My nose involuntarily kept twitching until a week later our dog dug the tie out and placed a shredded rag on my husband's lap. I hope my agent got the point. In my girlhood, I used to think residing in a 5-star hotel would be a dream. There are fresh bed sheets every day, for one thing. Then there is always a cute smiling concierge who will readily carry my excessive shopping bags by just giving him a little wink. Last but not least is the in-room after midnight snack. My dream really came true, but more like a nightmare, actually. It started 5 years ago when I married a hotelier and moved to a hotel suite. It was quite comfortable, except when I recognized things were disappearing from my room. I even caught one housekeeper reading my diary. I had absolutely no privacy at all, so we moved out. Determined to get the perfect dream house to live in, I contacted one reputable housing agent in town who offered several options to our taste. I must have visited more than 20 vacant houses that day. It was always the same scenario. For my limited budget, I was shown 5-year-old or older houses, most of which had small greenish puddles that were supposed to be swimming pools. They looked like they were added recently, cramped in their not-so-spacey backyards to lift the house's rental value. We finally settled for the last house we visited. I was so relieved that I had found my dream house. All went well with the new house until one morning I was woken up by a loud banging from the backyard. Some people are demolishing our back wall. They are building a 3-story house just behind our backyard. The end of our dream house story. But nowadays, 6 months after we moved in, I'm used to all of the hammering and drilling noises which last 12 hours a day. I have even stopped sending my dogs to harass the construction workers whose favorite activity is hanging out on their roof, staring at our bedroom window. Every time I come home from work feeling irritated by the noise from the construction site, the loitering or the ongoing traffic in front of my house, I turn to my 2-year-old daughter who runs toward me with a big smile on her face. Sometimes, as long as you are with the people you love, it doesn't really matter where you live, even in a tent for that matter.
New words.
Expat.
Punch.
Naive.
Speechless.
Undignified.
Hideous.
Involuntarily.
Twitch.
Shred.
Reside.
Concierge.
Readily.
Wink.
Nightmare.
Hotelier.
Reputable.
Vacant.
Scenario.
Puddle.
Cramp.
Relieved.
Demolish.
Hammering.
Harass.
Loiter.
Ongoing. Renting a car.
租车.
New words.
Convertible.
Incentive.
Vehicle.
Exterior. 2. Stephen is calling a car rental company to rent a car. Listen to the conversation between the receptionist and Stephen. Fill in the blanks.
Hello, this is Automobile Rental Company. Can I help you?
I want to rent an SUV car. Could you introduce some styles of the automobiles? Maybe American rental cars are the best choice.
There are 7 styles of SUVs. The American cars that you are interested in will cost 200 RMB a day. If the rental duration is above 3 months, you should pay 10,000 RMB for 3 months.
What else do I need to pay?
The insurance company is in charge of the safety, but you need to pay the gasoline and the highway fees. Before you rent the car, you should show your driving license and pay the deposit for the guarantee.
I'm using an international driving license. Is there any problem with it?
If you have an international driving license, you should go to the transportation department to change it into a Chinese driving license.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Automobile Rental Company. Can I help you?
I want to rent an SUV car. Could you introduce some styles of the automobiles? Maybe American rental cars are the best choice.
There are 7 styles of SUVs. The American cars that you are interested in will cost 200 RMB a day. If the rental duration is above 3 months, you should pay 10,000 RMB for 3 months.
What else do I need to pay?
The insurance company is in charge of the safety, but you need to pay the gasoline and the highway fees. Before you rent the car, you should show your driving license and pay the deposit for the guarantee.
I'm using an international driving license. Is there any problem with it?
If you have an international driving license, you should go to the transportation department to change it into a Chinese driving license.
Thank you.
New word.
Gasoline.
Proper noun.
SUV.
3. Elvis lived in the States for 10 years. Here he is telling from his experience in renting cars in the US. Listen to him and complete his suggestions.
If you want to rent a car, you should make a car reservation as early as possible. Over a week ahead would be enough, if it's not a traveling season. Otherwise, at least 2 weeks prior to the date you need to use it. Of course, you may cancel your reservation 1 or 2 days before your scheduled picking up date and time. However, make sure to cancel it if you don't need the car anymore, because you will be charged if you fail to do so. Secondly, it's advisable to call different companies to quote and to compare the prices before you reserve one. Thirdly, as long as there are non-airport branches of rental company, don't select the airport one, because you will pay an extra 10% airport fee. The last, but the most important, make sure that the car is rented under the driver's name, and anybody who will drive this car is put into the list of authorized drivers. Also, make sure an insurance is provided by some party, either driver's own insurance, an insurance provided by a rental company, or an insurance automatically provided by a credit card company. Just make sure to have the insurance by all means. If you want to rent a car, you should make a car reservation as early as possible. Over a week ahead would be enough, if it's not a traveling season. Otherwise, at least 2 weeks prior to the date you need to use it. Of course, you may cancel your reservation 1 or 2 days before your scheduled picking up date and time. However, make sure to cancel it if you don't need the car anymore, because you will be charged if you fail to do so. Secondly, it's advisable to call different companies to quote and to compare the prices before you reserve one. Thirdly, as long as there are non-airport branches of rental company, don't select the airport one, because you will pay an extra 10% airport fee. The last, but the most important, make sure that the car is rented under the driver's name, and anybody who will drive this car is put into the list of authorized drivers. Also, make sure an insurance is provided by some party, either driver's own insurance, an insurance provided by a rental company, or an insurance automatically provided by a credit card company. Just make sure to have the insurance by all means. New word.
Authorize.
4. Read a passage. Before reading, decide whether the following statements are true or false. State the reasons for your judgment.
Renting cars in the US. Part 1. Rental cars in the US. It costs surprisingly little to rent a car in the United States. You do not need an international or American driver's license to rent a car. You can use your national license in most cases. When you rent a car, we suggest getting a rate with unlimited mileage. You pay a fixed rate per day and can drive as many miles as you wish. Compare the company's rates and you may find interesting holiday or weekend rates or international visitor rates. Most Americans drive and rent cars with automatic transmission, meaning you don't have to change gears manually. Note that, surprisingly enough, some car rental companies will not accept cash. You need a credit card. They can then trace you if you've stolen or damaged the car. It is very often possible to get a one-way rental. You rent a car in one place and leave it in another. This can be extremely convenient, although it is normally more expensive. Prices may vary according to what time of the week it is, as well as whether mileage is included or not. It is worthwhile checking around different firms to see which has the best arrangements for your particular plans. Part 2. Variety of American cars. American cars are generally much larger and heavier than Japanese cars, although there is now a big increase in the production of smaller cars. The larger cars are extremely comfortable and relaxing to drive, but they do not generally handle or corner as well as smaller cars. Besides, they consume large amounts of gasoline. For larger American cars, terms such as economy, mid-size, and luxury are used. Part 3. When facing a policeman. If a policeman in a police car wants you to stop, he will not overtake you and stop you from in front. Instead, he will drive along behind you, flashing his overhead lights, which are usually red, sometimes yellow or blue. Once you have stopped, you should stay in your car and let the policeman come to you. Keep your hand visible and don't do anything that might look as if you were going for a gun. Have your driving license ready. It will be the first thing that the policeman asks for. Part 4. The speed limit in the US. The speed limit in cities is usually 25 to 35 miles per hour. On highways, it can vary between 55 and 65. On the highway, there is a minimum speed limit as well as a maximum. This minimum speed limit is 40 miles, 64 kilometers per hour, unless otherwise indicated. If car trouble or bad weather forces you to drive more slowly than this, you should switch on your hazard warning lights. The overall top speed limit is 65 miles, about 105 kilometers per hour. This is rigidly enforced in many areas. If you really feel that you want to go faster, see what other drivers are doing.
New words.
Mileage.
Transmission.
Gear.
Luxury.
Overtake.
Overhead.
Visible.
Overall.
Rigidly.
Enforce.